We're learning Shmiras HaLoshon and Shara Zechira, Perik Yud Aleph. We are in the paragraph that begins Godol HaSholoim, which the truth is, I think four paragraphs start like that.
Yeah, right.
Right, yeah. So, Godol HaSholoim, Sha'afilu B'Sha'as HaMilchoma.
The second one.
The second Godol HaSholoim that we're discussing here, the Maila of Peace. Peace is so powerful, so great, so important that even when it comes to war, Godol HaShalom, peace is so great that a person has to begin, maybe it's over here, yes, around over there. A person has to begin the conquest, the war, with the ability to perhaps offer peace. As the Pasuk says in Dvarim Chaf Yud, look where it says Dvarim Chaf Yud, and you'll find a place there. Ki Sikrav El ir lehilachim aleha. When you go to fight, first the karasal lashalom, offer them peace. Now you're going to fight. Your mind is to be victorious, but yet still we're told offer peace. God hashalom. Next piece. Shechayis min boy bebirchas kohanim. We conclude all the birchas kohanim, all the brachas that they kind of give us, Yivrecha Hashem, Yishmerecha, Yoyer Hashem Panev Alecha, Yichunecha, right? V'yosei Lecha Sholoim. It's the bracha that also was given Friday night. We conclude with Sholom. Godol HaSholoim, Shechois Min Boi, B'Soif HaTfilu B'Sholom. Sholom is so great that the last of all the brachas of davening is Sholoim. Shenemar in Tehillim Chavtes Yer Aleph, Hashem Oiz La'amu Yitain, Hashem is the strength, La'amu Yitain, this nation he will give, Hashem Yivarech Es Amoy Ba'Sholoim, Hashem will bless his nation with peace. V'loy Oid Elo Shebiyoim Nechmas Yisrael Mizbasrin Techila B'Sholoim. Furthermore, in the day that we will be, Hashem will give us comfort, and we will be told Mizbasin Tchila, we will be told about Sholom. Shnemar Yishaya Nun Bei Zayin Ma Noavu Al Heharim. Raglei Mivase Mashmiya Sholom. How beautiful are the footsteps of the messenger on the hills who bring the news of peace and good news and announces redemption, saying to Tzion that Hashem is reigning. Mevaser Mashmiya Sholom. The Chafetz Chaim here is bringing Ma'amari Chazal, words of our sages, to discuss with us the importance of peace. Peace, Sholom, is not an easy thing to come by. Chazal tell us, Kishem Shein, parts of fame in the Domus, Kach Deyosem in the Domus. Just like our faces are not similar, so too our thoughts are not similar. Tension, friction, lack of shalom, lack of peace comes from the fact that I feel one way, you feel a different way, and we don't see eye to eye. So, I once heard, I believe in the name of the Shlach Kodesh, that he explains, the same way we don't have tainas, we're not upset at someone else because he has blue eyes and I have brown eyes. Or a person has a red hair and I have blonde hair. Or whatever it might be. We realize that that's his physical, his blue eyes or brown eyes or hazel eyes and brown hair or blonde hair. Red, what? We don't have tainas in the person for having different color hair or eyes than I do. Says the Shlach Kodesh, and if it's not the Shlach Kodesh, it's an important point as well. So too, when it comes to a person's deos, his mindsets, doesn't mean we have to agree. But that's his mindset. That's his mindset. We don't have to agree to his mindset. We don't have to agree to his viewpoint. And we could disagree. You could disagree either. Keep it to yourself. But acknowledge the fact that just like you're not upset at that person for a different eye color, so you don't like his way of thought. Okay, so you don't have to think like him. The point is that it's this concept is of understanding that people can think different ways. Now we're not talking about someone who's thinking the wrong way. There is something thinking is wrong. It's dangerous to run across the street when the cars are coming. No, a person tells no, you'll survive. No, we're not talking about something like that. We're not talking about what's black and white wrong. Bonai says the Chafetz Chaim, Boyu Uru, come and see, Kama Godlo Koyach HaShalom. Come see how powerful Shalom is. Sha'afilu l'soynim, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even to the soynim. Even those who hate us, Hashem says, Pischu lahem b'shalom. First greet them with peace. Shenemar ki sikrav el ir. When you come to approach a city to do battle. If when it comes to a city that you're waging war with, and we are told to approach them with shalom, how much more so when it comes to other people who we hope we're not doing battle with? Amru Allah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He now brings the Chazal about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I want to tell you a little about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara in Sukkah, talks about how Hillel, the great Hillel HaZaken, had 80 Talmidim. It says the greatest of his Talmidim was Yonasan ben Uziel. We know in the Chumash there's a Peirush, Yonasan ben Uziel, he was a Tana. It says about Yonasan ben Uziel, when he would learn Torah, called Oif HaPareich Olav Miad Nisraf, that any bird would fly over his head, would be singed from the Torah, the Malachi Asharis perhaps, that were coming to listen to his Torah. This is the greatest Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. Who is, if I can say the words of the Gemara, the smallest of the Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai became the Gadol Hadar. He was the Gadol Hadar. He was the leader of the generation. And the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Ches Amun Aleph elaborates how there's not one chelek, not one part of the Torah that was not totally learned by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Safra, Sifri, everything. Mitchilah Ad Sof. He knew the conversations of the trees, whatever this means, he knew it all. Every millisecond of his day, he was learning Torah. And he was leading Klal Yisrael. He was the manig of Klal Yisrael. And there was difficult times when he was the leader. What does Chazal tell us about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? And in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Shelo hikdimoy odom shalom mi'olam. No one ever greeted him a hello first. Va'afilu nachri b'shuk. Even the non-Jew in the market, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would greet him first. Now, a person might say, too busy, I'm learning. I'm in the street, of course, I'm talking to my friend. Of course, I'm talking to David Tyre. The Pasuk says, V'dibar to bum. I guarantee you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was talking in Tyre to his friend. But what happened? There's someone else in the street over there. So what would happen if you ignore the person? You say, the rabbi, he doesn't think I'm worth something to even greet. He makes a Kiddush Hashem. He says, good morning. He says, hello. He says, have a nice day. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai took out the time to do this, Al Chas Kama Kama, everyone else should as well learn from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara did not write down this mice of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai just to say how great he is. That's not why Gemara recorded this. The Gemara is recorded to teach us a lesson. This is how we should act as well. When we see someone, we greet them. I not too long ago, someone's relative was here. It so happened I remembered his name. I said, how are you? Blaine. I said his name. He put such a smile on his face. Wow, you remember my name? How'd you do that? How'd you? I tell you, it's like a nace. I don't know how he did it. You know, with my own children, I can't remember their names, you know. And my daughter says, why do you call me Chaya Cheli? You know, that's not her name. Her name is Chaya. Okay, you know. A person feels he's worth something. He's worth something. Oh, you know my name. You know who I am. Now, tell the truth, I really don't know the person too well. I just remember that was his name. It gives chashivas. A person feels choshev. Just give you one example. Let's say a person's name is Avram. And he goes to a shir. And at the shir, the Magid shir, the Rav, is discussing Avram Avinu. As soon as he says the name Avram, he perks up. But he's not talking about him. He's talking about the great Avram Avinu. But yet, his name was said. He feels, that's me. There's some part of him that feels he's talking about me. Even though it's Avram Avinu. It's just a hello, a greeting to someone. Va'amru Chazal, Chazal tell us, Havi Magdim b'shloim kol odom. Be Magdim b'shloim kol odom. Greet people, everyone. What does it mean, Mao b'shloim kol odom? Even if you see this person, you know, he has some issues with you. He might be upset with you. Specifically, this person, having makdim mishloim kol adam, including this person. Don't ignore this person. Having makdimoy l'shalom. You, she makdim him with shalom. Now, I know what you're thinking. The problem is like this. What happens if the same person learns the same sefer? So, I'm going to try to greet him first. He's going to try to... That should be the biggest problem. Who's greeting who first? That should be the biggest problem. Shimato oisekein. Because if you go to greet him... Now this person has some... He's upset with you for whatever reason. Shimato oisekein. Tigram loy shoyo yahavcha. You will cause that he's now going to befriend with you. He'll love you. He'll befriend you. So... The Chavetz Chaim is telling us, you know, sometimes we want to acquire books on psychology of human beings, how to win friends, how to get the next step in life. L'havdil m'kosh l'chol, some of those books are good. Here, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, you want to be friendly with people, especially the people who are not so friendly with you. Say hello to them. I want to suggest. If you know their name, say hello to them but with their name. When you say a person's name, he feels choshev. But let's finish this concept, this point here first. I want to make sure we get through this. Furthermore, shafilo einay nichno lahashli mimcha hakadosh baruch hu moisoi machnia tachtecha. You hear this? Even more so, let's say he's not going to humble himself. Let's say he still wants to stay in his ways. Hashem will orchestrate things. Hashem will humble this person to you. Kinnish Nemar brings in Dvarim Chaf Yud Beis, tells us, Vim loy tashlim, v'goymer, unisono, Hashem lekecha b'yadecha. If they don't respond and extend peace back to you, Hashem will place them in your hands. So you see, very clearly, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, a person should greet the other people, should greet them with peace. And even if they, who are at odds with you, don't respond favorably, Hashem will place them underneath your rule, your shlita. We find where David Melech. He was running after Shaul to make peace with Shaul. Kinyan Shnemar and Tehillim, Ani Shalom, V'chi Adaber. David Melech says, I am peace, but when I speak, Heimo L'melchoma, they are for war. And now he's going to bring some examples where David ran after peace with Shaul. The Shaul, Loi Dai Shaloi Hoyin, Ispayes Loi. By Shaul, not only was it that he was not appeased, and did not reconcile with David to make peace with him. But he was chasing after David to perhaps even kill him. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we just said from Tehillah, in the Pasuk in Devarim, When the son Hashem kechav yadecha, Hashem will place the opposite person in your hand, the person against you. We know that Shaul HaMelech, he went to take care of his needs. He used the facilities. The Gemara describes his tremendous tznius, how he was all covered. In fact, the Gemara tells us it's because of Shaul's tznius that saved his life. Because David said, a person who acts with such tznius, when he's private by himself, Shaul went to a cave to take care of his bodily needs. David happened to have been hiding, of course, nothing's by chance, in that cave with his men. And he could have killed Shaul. Shaul was after him. David said, if a man is acting such tznius when he's all by himself, there's no way he really wants to kill me. What did David do? He just cut off the corner of his cloak. We're not discussing Shmuel Alf, Shmuel Beis now. We're not discussing that now. But we see that David had the ability to conquer Shaul. With a Magol as well, when they were by the camp. Another scenario, when David HaMelech snuck up and took the jug of Shaul HaMelech. And he could have also, everyone's sleeping, he could have also taken Shaul. Mafa Pichain continues the Chafetz Chaim, also al David Lahora. David Shaul was not able to totally harm David to the point of death. A person has to be his mindset, his computer chip that he programs in his brain. It's to be in the Oyev Shalom V'Roydev Shalom. Kinyan Shenemar Bakei Shalom. Search out Shalom V'Rodfehu. What does it mean Rodfehu? Rodfehu is to V'Roydev, to run, to chase after it. Bakshehu Loyavcha V'Rodfehu Im Soinacha. Bakshehu, search after it. Loyavcha, to those who are friends with you, to those who are loving and kind to you, v'radfeyu, and run after it, imsoinacho, even with your enemies. Now this is the hard part. Now it's always easy to be kind in the midst of a haftarech kamaicha with the person who's so kind to you. The difficulty is there's a mitzvah of a haftarech kamaicha with a person who you don't like so much also. There's also the same mitzvah of haftarech kamaicha. Just as long as he's still in the category of kamoicha, he's a chicha b'mitzvahs. Bakshehu, search after shalom b'mekaymcha in your place where you are. V'radfehu b'mekaymus achei, run after peace in other places as well. Bakshehu b'gufcha, you should search after peace b'gufcha. With your goof, v'radfeyu b'mamaincha. Pirush shalafam and sarach adam liyos vatron b'mamainoi kadei leschazeh b'mo'ez ha-shalom. What does it mean to use your money? Sometimes a person has to be vatron. He has to forgo money for the sake of peace. How many times, unfortunately, in families, are families broken up because there are money issues? Bakshehu la'atzmecha v'radfeyu la'achirim. Search after for yourself, v'radfeyu, and run after it for others. Bakshehu hayoyim. Search after peace today. Pursue peace today, v'radfeyu, and run after it l'mocha, for tomorrow. V'atis yayish loyma. Don't give up hope, saying lo'yucha la'hashlim. I won't be able to make peace. El r'doyif achar ha'shalom anshe tagiyehu. Run after peace until you accomplish this goal. If a person is told that there's someone that's sick, Rachmanu Litzlan, but there's an antidote, there's a refuah, there's the proper medicine, but it's difficult. You have to travel. You have to take long trips, arduous journeys. You're going to stop there? You know the antidote's across the ocean. It's the same thing with shalom. We live in the world of difficulty that we live in today because of lack of shalom. we had to view Shalom, we had to view Vatronus to be Meichel and to give in, we had to view that as the antidote to the sickness of Golos. And yes, once again, we all have different viewpoints. We all think differently. If every single person would always say, you know what, I'm going to be a Vatron. The biggest problem is going to be is when you get to an intersection with a stop sign, you know, people are going to park their car, go out and say, no, please, you go first. No, you go first. I don't think we'll ever get to that situation in life. But I will tell you, when there was a blackout in this part of the country, it was almost 9 years ago. Almost 9 years ago in the summertime. One of my boys were just born then. Everybody's leaving New York. I'm going coming into New York to have a Shalom Zachar. Everybody's wishing Mazel Tov on the way out. You know, I'm sorry I can't stay. I had no power. But as I was going in to Brooklyn, we're talking about New York now. New York, like, people are rushing, even when there's no time to rush, they're rushing. And there are no traffic lights. It was even a situation where people stopped, like by a stop sign. One person went, the next person went. On one hand, it wasn't, you know, the best thing that the power went on, because then all of a sudden, boom, the rush came back on again. But it's possible. It's possible to still have the Vatronus. Okay, let's stop here for today. Yemetz Hashem will pick up from Ve'ezahu Redifa Shalom. What is Redifa Shalom?